Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nightmare Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Israeli-Palestinian Conflict, What Everyone Needs to Know by Dov Waxman offers a compact, reader-friendly guide to one of the most persistent and emotionally charged disputes in modern international politics. Written in a question and answer style associated with the series, the book is designed to help non-specialists quickly grasp essential history, core claims, and the evolving realities on the ground. Waxman situates the conflict within the rise of Zionism and Palestinian nationalism, the end of Ottoman and British rule, and the wars and diplomatic initiatives that shaped borders, identities, and security doctrines. Rather than treating the conflict as a single narrative, the book highlights competing interpretations and the ways memory, trauma, and politics influence what each side sees as just or possible. It also addresses the changing regional and global context, including the role of the United States and shifting Middle East dynamics. The result is an accessible map of the issues that dominate headlines and negotiations alike. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, origins, national movements, and competing historical narratives. A central contribution of the book is clarifying how the conflict emerged from overlapping national projects and conflicting historical narratives. It explains the development of Zionism and Jewish immigration to Palestine in the late 19th and early 20th centuries, alongside the growth of Palestinian Arab identity and resistance to political displacement. The collapse of the Ottoman Empire and the British Mandate period created institutions, legal frameworks, and demographic changes that hardened communal boundaries. Waxman emphasizes that history is not merely background but a contested arena. Each community highlights different turning points, moral claims, and experiences of victimhood. The 1948 war, remembered by many Israelis as independence and by many Palestinians as catastrophe, becomes a defining example of how a single event can generate opposite meanings and enduring grievances. By laying out these narratives side by side, the book helps readers understand why debates over legitimacy, indigeneity, refugees, and statehood remain so intense. It also shows how myths and selective memory can fuel absolutist positions, making compromise harder. Understanding these origins is presented as essential for evaluating later proposals and for recognizing why symbolic issues can carry as much weight as practical ones. Secondly, territory, settlements, and the geography of control. The book highlights that land is both a material and symbolic driver of the conflict. It traces how the territorial questions evolved after the 1967 war, when Israel took control of the West Bank, Gaza Strip, and East Jerusalem, creating a new political reality defined by military occupation, administrative rule, and contested sovereignty. Waxman explains why settlements became a pivotal issue that changed facts on the ground, influence Israeli domestic politics, and shape Palestinian perceptions of whether a viable state is still possible. Geography matters not only in terms of borders but also in the daily organization of life through checkpoints, roads, permits, and security barriers, which create uneven mobility and economic constraints. The book connects these spatial arrangements to broader debates about security and rights, including whether the conflict is best understood as a dispute between two national movements seeking partition or as a struggle over equal citizenship within a single territorial space. By focusing on how control is exercised, the discussion reveals why technical-sounding topics like zoning, municipal boundaries, and jurisdiction become politically explosive. Readers come away with a clearer sense of how maps, demography, and infrastructure can either support or sabotage diplomatic solutions. Thirdly, security, violence, and the cycle of fear. Waxman devotes significant attention to how security concerns and recurring violence shape political choices on all sides. The book outlines how Israelis often view the conflict through the lens of existential threat, informed by historical persecution and the experience of wars, terrorism, and rocket attacks. Palestinians, meanwhile, often frame security in terms of protection from military raids, arrests, restrictions on movement, and the vulnerability produced by statelessness. The book helps readers see how these security narratives can be self-reinforcing violence, fuels fear, fear increases support for hardline policies, and those policies can deepen resentment and spark further violence. It also explores why leaders sometimes choose escalation or deterrence over negotiation, particularly when domestic politics reward toughness. By presenting security not as a single objective reality but as a politically mediated concept, the book explains why mutually acceptable arrangements are difficult to design. Measures intended to protect civilians can be viewed by the other side as collective punishment or as steps toward permanent domination. This topic also illuminates the role of asymmetric power and how it affects strategies, moral arguments, and international reactions. The overall takeaway is that lasting progress requires addressing both immediate safety and the underlying political conditions that produce insecurity. Fourthly, diplomacy, peace processes, and why agreements fail. Another key theme is the record of negotiations and the structural reasons peace initiatives repeatedly stall. the book surveys major diplomatic efforts and frameworks, including attempts based on land for peace, mutual recognition, interim arrangements, and proposals for final status issues. Waxman explains that breakdowns rarely hinge on a single moment. They emerge from a mix of mistrust, leadership constraints, changing facts on the ground, and disagreement over sequencing. Contentious issues like Jerusalem, borders, refugees, security guarantees, and recognition of national rights become bargaining chips that are also identity markers, making concessions politically risky. The book also explores the problem of spoilers, groups or factions that benefit from continued conflict or that use violence to undermine negotiations. External mediators face limits as well. International actors can provide incentives and pressure, but they cannot easily resolve internal political fragmentation or impose legitimacy. Domestic politics inside Israel and within Palestinian institutions shape what leaders can sell to their publics, and elections or leadership crises can freeze momentum. By explaining these recurring patterns, the book gives readers tools to evaluate new proposals realistically. It suggests that successful diplomacy requires credible enforcement mechanisms, alignment between interim steps and long-term goals, and a political environment where compromise is rewarded rather than punished. Lastly, international and regional dimensions, law, and public opinion. The book situates the conflict within broader regional and global dynamics, showing how outside actors influence outcomes without fully controlling them. It addresses the role of the United States as a key diplomatic broker and security partner, as well as the involvement of neighboring Arab states, Iran, and shifting regional alignments. Waxman also discusses how international law and institutions shape debates over occupation, statehood, borders, and human rights, even when enforcement is uneven and politicized. Global public opinion, media framing, and diaspora communities can intensify polarization, mobilize activism, and pressure governments. The book underscores that narratives travel images of violence, humanitarian crises, and political statements often matter as much as battlefield outcomes because they affect legitimacy and diplomatic space. It also explains why the conflict remains highly salient despite being geographically small, touching on religion, identity, colonial history, and great power politics. The international arena can offer pathways, such as recognition initiatives, economic support, and multilateral diplomacy, but it can also contribute to stalemate by rewarding maximalist positions or by enabling leaders to avoid hard choices. Readers gain a clearer understanding of how regional normalization efforts, global institutions, and transnational advocacy intersect with local realities, shaping both constraints and opportunities for any future settlement. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a clear, balanced entry point into the Israeli-Palestinian conflict without needing specialized training in Middle East history or international relations. Students, journalists, policy professionals, and general readers will benefit from the structured approach that breaks complex debates into manageable questions and answers. It can improve a reader's life by strengthening critical thinking about headlines, social media claims, and political talking points, helping them distinguish between history, interpretation, and advocacy. By presenting competing narratives and explaining why key issues remain unresolved, the book encourages more informed conversation and reduces the temptation to oversimplify a deeply human tragedy. Compared with many similar books, its value lies in accessibility and organization. It covers origins, security, diplomacy, territory, and international factors in a coherent framework that is easy to revisit when new events occur. It also avoids treating the conflict as a single storyline, which is essential for understanding why compromise is so difficult. For anyone seeking a dependable foundation before exploring more detailed monographs or partisan arguments, it is a worthwhile purchase because it equips readers with context, vocabulary, and analytical lenses that remain useful over time. If you would like to support Dove Waxman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.